the Saturday Light Brigade, and Christine and I were just talking about how long have we been featuring Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh siblings here. I'm not sure I know, Christine. It's been at least, I think it's been 10 years, if not longer, because I can remember some of the people involved. We could go back and look, but it's been a long time. Before we meet our pair, anything new at Big Brothers, Big Sisters that we should mention?
Well, it's a brand new year. Last year, we were all focused on our 50th anniversary, so the whole year was focused on Big Brothers, Big Sisters being around in Pittsburgh for 50 years. that came to an end. We had a wonderful year. We served over 1,400 children in the area. That's the highest ever. Our agency won the Gold Standard Award of the top agencies across the country. And we're just really proud of that. Also, our board was elected as one of the top boards across the whole country for all Big Brother, Big Sister agencies. So a lot of accomplishments last year, on to the new year. And right now we're gearing up for our big fundraiser, Bowl for Kids' Sake. So all during the month of March, we will have different sites every Sunday and a couple during the week. We have an adults-only kegs and eggs bowling events. So there's a lot of different ways to come and have some fun and raise some money for Big Brothers.
Well, and you can learn more at bbbspittsburgh.org, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Pittsburgh.org. And Bowl for Kids' Sake, how can you get involved with that?
There's a ton of ways you can put together a bowling team of six people and raise money and then come. You pick which event you want to come to. We have them scattered at different places throughout the city, and your team can come and bowl. It's a ton of fun. We have a lot of things going on that day. Or if you just want to come and bowl, we can put you on a team. We have matches that come, and we'll put them on a team. We have companies that come and compete. They make different teams within their companies. So there's a ton of different ways to get involved.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, today we have Talia here, who goes to one of my favorite schools, Pittsburgh Obama. And she is here with Jamie, who actually is from a place that I really like, Wheeling, West Virginia. Really? Yeah, really. I like Wheeling. Good morning to you both. And Talia, what grade are you in at Pittsburgh Obama?
Eighth grade.
And what community do you live in?
East Liberty.
It's nice to meet you. What do you think of Pittsburgh Obama? It's a pretty challenging curriculum there. I've been there a lot with a program we do called Youth Media Advocacy Program, YMAP. What kind of classes are you taking this semester?
I'm taking gym, art, reading, algebra, and that's it.
It's a lot to do out there. Are you in the IB program?
Yes.
And we don't have to get real detailed, but what exactly does that entail? Do you end up focusing in international areas? Can you explain a little bit about how that is kind of a unique program? I mean, you end up getting a degree, right, at the end?
Yes.
I mean, not just a diploma, but an international baccalaureate degree. And it's a real challenging program. It's wonderful that you were able to get in to do that. Not everybody is able to do it. Do you have anybody you'd like to say hello to who might be listening now or maybe later when they hear this on demand?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, who else is in your family?
My mom, my dad, my nana, my papa, my cousins, and that's really it.
So it's got to be nice to have a sister, and she is Jamie, And Jamie's from Wheeling, West Virginia. Jamie, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a nanny.
And the drive from Wheeling isn't too bad, right?
No, it's a little over an hour.
And how did you choose to get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
I've always wanted to do it. I lived in Philly for a couple years, and they didn't have a need for big sisters, but I moved here and I wanted to get involved. I had a young life leader who was kind of like a mentor to me, and having an older sister and a mom that I was close with, it was important to have someone older outside of your family to, I don't know, help you and give you advice. So just kind of wanted to be that someone for someone.
Well, that's great. So, Talia, do you two see each other every couple of weeks or so?
Yes.
What are some of the things that you do together?
We went to a hockey game, and we're about to go to one on Wednesday. We went to the Stiller game. We went to the Pirates game. We've been to dinner a lot.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Have you become a hockey fan?
Yes.
As a result, that's got to be a lot of fun. What kind of food do you like to go out to eat when you go out?
She likes a Burgatory. That's probably her favorite place so far.
I've never been to Burgatory.
Oh, you have to get their milkshakes.
I'll take that under advisement. That sounds great. I actually drove by Burgatory the other day, and I was thinking I've never been there. What do you like to get to eat when you go there?
A burger and a caramel.
What do you
pretzel milkshake?
What do you like to put on your burger?
Just cheese.
Nice and simple.
Yeah.
What do you like to do when you're not in school? Do you have any hobbies or just things you enjoy?
I like to basically go outside with my friends because I see them in school, but I don't like really be with all of them, so like I go over to their houses on the weekends and we go out to the movies and out to eat, and that's it.
That's great. It's wonderful to be able to do that. And when you go to the movies, where do you end up? Like what theater do you end up at?
Waterworks.
Yeah, that's, I was wondering, so you'll go by bus? Usually there's pretty good bus service that's out there. So how long have you two been together? Jamie, has it been a long time?
Since last April, so almost a year. It was right after her 13th birthday, actually.
Wow. And tell me about the match process, how that went. Did you hit it off right away, or did you have to talk with each other a little bit?
I feel like the first time we met, we were both kind of nervous, so we were both a little shy. But the first time we hung out, what did we do? We went to dinner. And it was it was like instantly easy. We had like good conversation. So she pretends like she's shy, but she's not.
I can tell she isn't shy. I can tell that. But it's early in the morning, too. Are you normally up this early Saturday?
Sometimes.
But I would be nervous at the beginning. You're kind of wondering, who is this other person? And it takes a while to make friends with anybody,
right,
let alone somebody a little older than you. Have you thought at all about what you'd like to be when you get out of high school or college, like what you want to do?
Yes.
Can you tell me?
I want to be a teacher, and I want to teach kindergarten reading.
Really? How come?
Because I feel as though that students should read more, because my mom always pushes me to read, and I don't do it all the time. So I feel as if I was a teacher, I would push them to read. We would have a little reading books in.
That's great. Do you have any young children that you can spend time with now and read to or help them with reading?
Yes, my little cousins.
How old are they?
One's 6 and one's 3.
That's great that you're able to do that. And having Jamie as a nanny, she's used to being around young children and probably can share expertise. Have you two talked about that a little?
Not so much. I remember when I was her age, what I wanted to do when I grew up changed frequently. So we were just talking about how recently she's changed her mind about what she wanted to do, but I like that. I went to school for teaching, so I did my student teaching in preschool, so I really like that she wants to help little kids read.
Well, you've got a lot of great teachers at Pittsburgh Obama, too. I know Dr. Walters. And have you had Ms. McCafferty, who she teaches social studies, but I think in ninth grade, not in eighth grade. So you'll probably get her next year. But there's a lot of great teachers there. It's really great to have you here, and it's just a great example. So what are your plans for today?
We're actually going to go to breakfast after this.
Excellent. There's a lot of good places. I have a whole bunch of little presents for you. You can hear me digging in here. These are radio patches, which are souvenirs for today. Now, this is a pass for the Children's Museum, which you can use pretty much anytime through the end of the year. And there is an area called Make Shop, which is especially good for older kids and adults, too. I mean, it's all fun. There's lots to do here. But Make Shop, there's a 3D printer. There's soldering, like electronics things you can do. There's also an industrial sewing machine. Sometimes there's weaving. There's all sorts of things to do. And you can use that whenever you'd like.
Awesome. Thank you.
Talia, anything else you wanted to say at all about Big Brothers, Big Sisters? Do you think if there were a kid like your age who has the chance and is not sure if they should do it or not, what would you say to encourage them to get involved?
I would convince them to do it because it's a good program to meet new people and you can have a role model.
What is a role model exactly to you? Like, how would you define that?
A role model is somebody I could look up to when I get older, helps me out when I need it, there for me, someone who I could just talk to about anything.
And, you know, those people in life can be, you're lucky if you have one. Not everybody has one, right? And it sounds like you've got a great one sitting right next to you. Jamie, anything that you would mention to encourage adults to get involved?
I mean, I think it's really fun. I kind of went into it thinking that it would be more of a mentorship, but Tilly and I have become more than that. We're just friends. So I definitely encourage everyone to get involved. It's been really fun.
Terrific. And Christine, anything else that we should mention? You can learn all about getting involved, either as a big or little. The easiest way to go, I think, is just to go to bbbspittsburgh.org.
Yep, absolutely. We're always looking for new littles, more bigs. There's always a need out there. We want to serve more kids, and in order to do that, we need more volunteers. I think Jamie said it the best. It's something I hear over and over and over again. The bigs go into this wanting to help a child or wanting to be a mentor, and then they come out of it feeling like they got just as much out of it as they gave.
Well, thanks to all three of you. Hope you have a good breakfast. Eat a little extra for me. It's going to be a while until I get a chance to do that. Take care.